This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, has developed a new index which shows that while working people strongly favor labor rights such as the right to strike, many countries are attacking those rights. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers at the world level. The index shows that during the past 12 months, 37 countries imposed fines or imprisonment for legitimate peaceful strikes. I talked to one of the producers of the ITUC's Global Rights Index, Steve Benedict. Mr. Benedict is the director of the Human and Trade Union Rights Department of the ITUC. I asked him why the ITUC found it necessary to produce the index now.
We have been looking at how to rate where opportunities to exploit workers are good and how employers try to reduce regulations to get better conditions for themselves and worse conditions for working people. So we came up with the idea of doing a parallel or corollary index, which would show where are some of the worst places for workers to try and work in decent conditions and with decent lives and decent income in order to be able to feed their families and be good participants in their communities.
What are some of the major conclusions found in the index?
First of all, I should say that the index is based on 97 different criteria, such as recognition and adoption of the fundamental principles that are internationally recognized for workers to be able to defend their interests. And we found that there are very serious failures in many countries to respect those principles. There are basically five categories, plus a category for countries where we can't even begin to determine a basis for respect, either because they are countries at war or because they are countries where civil strife is such that it's very difficult to even ascertain the level of the problems. But otherwise, we have five categories, and we found, unfortunately, that very few countries would fit in the first category, one where essentially there are no real hurdles to the free exercise of trade union rights. We found more countries where there are some problems, and unfortunately, quite a few countries where we found that these violations of workers' rights are, in fact, systemic and systematic.
The ITUC has for years been producing a report on violations of human and trade union rights. How is the index different?
With the survey, the way it was before, it was always information that was, I hesitate to use the word, but somewhat stale. We have now moved to a database that is much more easily updatable and where information as it comes in is on our website, updated on a regular basis. So if you, I'll give an example. If you are an ethical investment advisor to workers' pensions funds, and you are going to give them advice about investing in mines in Guatemala or in mines in Zambia. You now have a quick tool which gives you an idea of what the situation is as of the last couple of months at the most, instead of as it was a long time ago, with a snapshot through the index that allows you to say, oh, if we are going to look to invest our pension funds in mines in Zambia, for example, then the index is a red flag which indicates that we should be careful, or Guatemala, that we should be extremely careful because the situation is so severe there that investing our hard-earned deferred wages into mines in Guatemala is risky business.
Where can people get more information about the index?
By going to the ITUC website. That's the easiest way to have access to the index and to the information about how the index has been put together. If not, there is always the possibility of contacting the ITUC directly at tur.tuc-csi.org.